You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Edinburgh International Festival is on at the moment, bringing best artists from opera, music, theatre and dance to the city. And today we're looking at an upcoming audio-described performance of Verdi's A Masked Ball. From Zurich Opera, Giuseppe Verdi's stunning opera is filled with desire, treachery and political peril. Now, let's learn more about this production and how to catch it from audio describers Veronica Kinahan and Trina Gillis. It is so great speaking with both of you today.
Thank you. Nice to have this opportunity.
Now, tell us a little bit more about the show. I mean, I hinted that it's quite exciting, but what is it about?
Well, really, mostly about political corruption, I suppose, really is at the back of it all. And false friends and unrequited love and love triangles and sorcery and witchcraft and looking into the future. You've got a bit of everything, actually. And beautiful costumes at a masked ball as well.
Oh, so, and can-can dancers.
Oh, that's who doesn't love a bit of dancing as well? And I love how you said it felt very like classic opera, you know, treachery and love triangles and, you know, plots. And then you mentioned witchcraft and darker plots. And I was like, oh, that sounds fantastic. And what is that? What makes this opera stand out from others? What makes it special?
Well, I think it certainly makes it very different because the fortune teller, or witch, as she's called, actually, you know, has a crystal ball and she's looking into telling people's futures. And actually, although she has a reasonably small part in the actual opera, her prophecies kind of lead the story of the whole thing. And even private consultations with the woman who's involved in the love triangle really leads the way to what happens towards the end without giving out too much of the plot, without giving away too much of the plot. So her role is quite pivotal, although it's quite a small part in the actual opera.
I love that. And as audio describers, I would love to find out, like, is it a little bit different getting audio description for an opera? And obviously, this is performed in Italian, so it's like an extra layer to the performance as well as the singing.
It is a bit more difficult. Last week I was doing an audio describing an opera in English. This next one is going to be a bit tricky because we have to do almost simultaneous translation. People think that we read the surtitles, but we don't. We have our own script and we will incorporate some of the surtitles, but we don't have time, of course, to read all of it. So it's quite tricky. And being Verdi, there's a lot of singing, a lot of orchestral music. We've got to fit in the dialogue and what's happening in a matter of seconds.
Without compromising the music.
Without talking over the major dialogue.
But I guess for someone who's maybe never been to an opera, as long as you maybe know a little bit more about the story and what's happening before, it can really help because the music really gives you the emotions.
That's right. And we do tell a bit of the story and give a little bit of the synopsis before the opera starts. So, for example, Trina will be doing the first half. She will do a 10-minute introduction to the opera, or the first half of the opera, before it starts as people are relaxing in their seats. And she will be setting up the sets and the costumes and, as I say, a little bit of the synopsis. I will do precisely the same for the second half of the opera so that you're relaxing in your seats. You're being told enough, but not too much. We're not giving away the plot line, but we are setting up the sets and costumes. And especially if people can go on the touch tour. We're running a touch tour before it starts, so the performance, I think, next Sunday is at 2 p.m. There's a touch tour at 12:30. And that's going to be very exciting because we're going to be on stage seeing the costumes and how the entire set is the stage is set up. And it's an interesting set because It's like, well, we found out the name for it, zoescope, which is like a child's
circular
light. You know, the rotational lights that go around and round.
Yeah.
So it's called a zoescope, and it can go faster or slower. And if it goes faster, the action on stage goes faster. So yeah, it's an interesting set.
And it's on a turntable, so the set can revolve around the stage, which is quite unusual.
And becomes like a carousel at the end as well. Like the masked ball is almost on a carousel.
And I imagine, because this is quite a long production, I think it's, 2.5 hours, you're both going to be maybe swapping between the audio description, because it will be a long time for one person to just do all of the talking.
We're what we call shimmying. So act one runs straight into act two, and then there's an interval then, and then act three follows after the interval. So I'm going to take over. We do it more or less halves, but I'm going to shimmy into Trina's seat at the end of act one, because there's enough music for me to do that and to set up a little bit of act two, and then continuing the audio description after that.
Fantastic. And is there any advice you would give to someone who's maybe never been to an audio described show, something that's worth knowing in advance?
I think the main thing is to get there early enough to get the introduction, or get there early enough for the touch tour, which is even better. Because often if someone comes and doesn't have the introduction, you know, just comes and sits down in time for the show to start, they haven't been given the information about the costumes and the set, and this, in this case, the synopsis of what's happening. And also sometimes there are one or two bits which it's either too loud or too fast to describe at the time. So we perhaps have to set some of that up in advance. So that would be included in an introduction also. So I would say that one of the most important things is there to get in there in plenty of time so you can hear the introduction and get the full experience of the audio description.
Brilliant. And when is the audio described performance happening, and where is it happening?
The audio described performance is happening on Sunday the 30th of August, 2 o'clock at the Edinburgh Festival Theatre. And the touch tour is at 12:30 on the same day. And Edinburgh Festival Theatre is very good with touch tours. If you get there at about 20 past 12 or something, we can meet and greet, take you onto the stage, meet the stage director, for example. And then between 1 and 2, the Festival Theatre helps a great deal by ordering drinks for you or putting you in a separate room where you can leave your bags, coats. Guide dogs are walked and fed in the interval. You know, everything is taken care of. You don't have any challenges at all there.
Lovely. Well, Veronica, Trina, thank you so much for speaking with us today. And I hope you have a fantastic time describing the performance on the 30th of August.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And of course, if you would like to book your tickets and find out more about Verdi's A Masked Ball and other productions at the Edinburgh International Festival this year, just visit their website. It's eif.co.uk.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.